Chapter 1. Mussolini, the father of fascism. You're the top. You're the great Houdini. You're the top. You are Mussolini. An early version of the Cole Porter song, You're the Top. If you went solely by what you read in the New York Times or the New York Review of Books or what you learned from Hollywood, you could be forgiven for thinking that Benito Mussolini came to power around the same time as Adolf Hitler, or even a little bit later, and that Italian fascism was merely a tardy, watered-down version of Nazism. Germany passed its hateful race policies, the Nuremberg Laws, in 1935, and Mussolini's Italy followed suit in 1938. German Jews were rounded up in 1942, and Jews in Italy were rounded up in 1943. A few writers will casually mention in parenthetical asides that until Italy passed its race laws, there were actually Jews serving in the Italian government and the Fascist Party. And on occasion, you'll notice a nod to historical accuracy, indicating that the Jews were rounded up only after the Nazis had invaded northern Italy and created a puppet government in Salo. But such inconvenient facts are usually skipped over as quickly as possible. More likely, your understanding of these issues comes from such sources as the Oscar-winning film Life is Beautiful, which can be summarized as follows. Fascism arrived in Italy, and a few months later, so did the Nazis who carted off the Jews. As for Mussolini, he was a bombastic, goofy-looking, but highly effective dictator who made the trains run on time. All this amounts to playing the movie backward. By the time Italy reluctantly passed its shameful race laws, which it never enforced with even a fraction of the barbarity shown by the Nazis, over 75% of Italian fascism's reign had already transpired. A full 16 years elapsed between the March on Rome and the passage of Italy's race laws. To start with the Jews when talking about Mussolini is like starting with FDR's internment of the Japanese. It leaves a lot of the story on the cutting room floor. Throughout the 1920s and well into the 1930s, fascism meant something very different from Auschwitz and Nuremberg. Before Hitler, in fact, it never occurred to anyone that fascism had anything to do with anti-Semitism. Indeed, Mussolini was supported not only by the chief rabbi of Rome, but by a substantial portion of the Italian Jewish community and the world Jewish community. Moreover, Jews were overrepresented in the Italian fascist movement from its founding in 1919 until they were kicked out in 1938. Race did help turn the tables of American public opinion on fascism, but it had nothing to do with the Jews. When Mussolini invaded Ethiopia, Americans finally started to turn on him. In 1934, the hit Cole Porter song, You're the Top, engendered nary a word of controversy over the line, You are Mussolini.